Good morning. It's 8:38 Finger Lakes Morning News. It's time to get healthy with Finger Lakes Health. She took a week off on us last time. Allure Turbide is back. Good morning.
Good morning, Chad. How are you?
I'm wonderful. It's good to have you back with us. So before we meet our guest, a couple of things. On Saturday, October 24th, I was broadcasting a pair of Geneva High soccer games, so I had a front row press box view of the army of volunteers building the new playground at the Dooley Early Childhood Center.
We are just thrilled. It was a community endeavor, for sure, from Kathy Brown-Reichel, our director's vision from 30 years, really, in essence, running the center and for the past 5 years raising money for a new playground. And then we had several people step up and leave gifts, everyone from Rotary, Finger Lakes Radiology, Mr. and Mrs. Van Neel, who inspired New Vision students of the past, and then, of course, as you said, an army of volunteers, the Hobart lacrosse team, countless parents. It was one of those projects that just makes your heart feel good, and those kids are out playing today, and that's what makes it all worth it.
Now, we didn't discuss this ahead of time, so I'll give you the option. Do you want to make any comment about the recent partnership, whatever you want to call it, with URM?
Sure, we would love to. We're absolutely excited, looking forward to collaboration with University of Rochester Medical Center. It is a management services agreement, so not a formal partnership at this time, a management services agreement that has been agreed to for 24 months, over which time we'll look at some other ways that we can collaborate on bringing some new services to the community. Some of the examples right now are things like our cardiologists sharing call with some of their URMC cardiologists. There's a whole host of services that they've had in our community for a long time, but our ability to look at what are the service lines our community needs. We know our community has very often chosen for tertiary and quaternary care to go to URMC, so it's just a natural for us in this time of what everyone knows has been a changing landscape for healthcare. So we will remain independent with an independent board with the focus on these opportunities for collaboration and moving towards a future partnership, we expect.
All right, part of that changing landscape of healthcare is recruiting nurses. So let's meet our guest.
It is, and I'm so happy that Emily's with us. And on one hand, it's a changing part of healthcare. On the other hand, I have been here 23 years, and recruiting nurses has always been one of our most critical and top priorities. And unless you really are working in healthcare or have had access to and needed a lot of healthcare, you may not realize just the incredibly critical role nurses play. This year is the year of the nurse, actually. Nationally, it's the year of the nurse. And in addition to that, obviously, we've seen throughout this entire health pandemic that we're experiencing how critical nurses are. So, but I can't think of a day that we have not always focused on how critical nurses are to us, how valuable they are, and really how they are the backbone of healthcare here within our health system, and they play so many different roles. So I know Emily, welcome, will be able to tell us a little bit about all the different roles and how to get involved. Some people come to it later in a career. Some people have it as a calling from a young age. So it's across the board, and I would love to hear from Emily about how things are going.
All right, Emily Van Vranken.
Great.
Good morning. It's good to have you here. We always ask people to tell us a little bit about themselves. So what got you into healthcare, and then specifically what drew you to the recruiting side?
Yes, absolutely. Well, thank you again so much for having me. I really appreciate this. So I have been in healthcare recruiting for about 5 years now. I started actually back in Florida. I lived in Florida for about 3 years. I know, crazy, everyone asks why I'm back, especially in these cold months, but I miss home. So back in Florida, I had started my recruiting career, actually recruiting travel therapists. And I absolutely loved that. I love speaking with people day in and day out. I love working with people in healthcare. I just find that they are all so passionate about what they do. They're typically very easygoing, nice to talk to. And then upon back, ever since I did that role, I was like, I absolutely need to be recruiting. I love human resources. I love helping people find that job that they love and doing everything in my power, you know, to ensure that they continue loving that position.
So,
how many
nurses are there within Finger Lakes Health, and how often do positions turn over? How many do you recruit in a typical, say, month or year?
Well, that varies. Obviously, to be completely transparent right now, the hiring of nurses has slowed down recently, directly due to the pandemic. However, in a month, I mean, you could really hire about 20 nurses.
Wow.
I mean, in New York as a whole, you know, there is a huge need for nurses. As Laura was saying, they really are the backbone of a healthcare organization. And I think especially with the pandemic that we recently faced, we are really starting to realize even more so, you know, just how essential that they are. I mean, they're really at the front lines taking care of everyone, pandemic or not.
I always say...
For them.
I always say healthcare careers are very portable. There's demand everywhere. If you're a nurse, you have a lot of choices of where you want to go. So what's your pitch to attract them to Finger Lakes Health?
Truthfully, my pitch for Finger Lakes Health and what really sets us apart from other healthcare organizations is just the amount that we genuinely care about our employees. I mean, not only nurses, but our employees as a whole. I have never worked anywhere where we value home-life balance or work-life balance so much. We really value the opinions of our employees. And that's what really, you know, got me excited about the position when I was speaking with administration was, you know, there's just a lot of care about the employees. So that sets us apart. We also have a nurse residency program as well. This is something that was recently adopted last year when our VP of nursing came on board. And what that entails is that for the first year for our new grad nurses, they are given the opportunity to work with additional preceptors to really have turn them into fantastic nurses who are very educated and ready to, you know, take on that hands-on care with patients. You know, that, like I said, those are some things that really set us apart from other healthcare organizations.
Very often, go ahead, Laura.
I just think one other thing is this: just the continuum of opportunities within our organization. I don't obviously get to do what Emily does every day, but whether it's an LPN role in long-term care, whether it's a nurse practitioner role in one of our many primary care or specialty practices, or even a first assist role within the operating room, obviously all of the operating room nurses, procedural type nurses, as well as bedside nurses, cardiac rehab, you name it. But across, because I think we are both acute care physician practices as well as long-term care, I think the opportunity, whether it's an LPN, an RN, or a nurse practitioner, it's just ever-growing and I think evolving. And I think that's what, no one really ever stays in the same place necessarily here unless they really choose to. If they love it and they want to stay in the same role for 20 years, they can. But many, many people choose to grow into a specialty area and or advance their skills through our tuition assistance programs and other things as well.
In doing these conversations over the years, I've talked to probably literally 100 or more different providers, and very often we hear them talk about the lifestyle and the beauty of the Finger Lakes. So, Emily, when you recruit nurses, do you send out brochures with lots of pictures of lakes and glasses of wine?
In some situations, yes, I do. For those that don't live nearby, I certainly do. It is a beautiful area. I love coming there myself. I live in Rochester, actually, so I do commute there, and it's absolutely beautiful. I plan on moving there myself. The wine is a huge, I have to say. But it's a stunning area. I mean, the Finger Lakes are just gorgeous, especially with all the fall foliage this time of year. I mean, you really can see it.
And then, of course, one of the assets you have at your disposal is the Mary S. Whalen School of Practical Nursing. I mean, that having that educational facility has got to be a big boon.
Absolutely, yes. And I do work hands-on with a lot of the nursing students, and they absolutely love attending there. Quite a few of our nurses actually come from our College of Nursing and Mary S. Whalen. I believe last year about 9 people that came on board with us straight out of college. So it is really nice to have that on site as well and to be able to offer support to those students directly.
Actually, two separate colleges. The LPN program is Mary S. Whalen that's graduated in something like nearly 90 classes because some years they graduated more than one. And then the RN program is obviously much newer and has some BSN partnerships as well. But there are these two different paths, one with this long-standing history as well as one a little newer, but both unique being hospital-based nursing programs.
Is there a particular facet of nursing that's most in demand, whether it's in Finger Lakes Health or throughout the industry? For example, is it, you know, ER nurses or urgent care or family practice? Is there kind of a specialty that's real hot right now?
Certainly. I'm sure it goes without saying, but ICU right now is in high demand. We are really seeking out RNs for our ICU and actually offering a $5,000 hiring bonus for that position. And also our urgent care. They have really kind of taken on the brunt of COVID-19. So that's where we are really in high demand for hiring right now.
for younger people, if somebody's starting out college or just coming out of high school and they're thinking about a healthcare career, especially nursing, what should they do? What are some good things to do in high school to prepare?
Well, there are some programs like through BOCES, for example. You know, they offer help and education if you're looking for a career in healthcare. Also, a lot of high school students, now this isn't my area of expertise, however, you can work as a CNA or a nurse assistant. We see a lot of those fresh out of high school or, you know, in those early high school years that come on board and do things like that part-time. And, I mean, even not even necessarily there. I mean, truthfully, we have so many people in this healthcare organization that even started as nutritional services aides or, you know, working in housekeeping that eventually, you know, worked in the healthcare system and said, hey, you know, I think I would like to do direct patient care. So they go into CNA, to LPN, to RN, to their BSN, to get an NP. And we even have directors of nursing who started as a CNA in the healthcare system doing their CNA training classes. You know, there's really just so many things that you can do if you're interested in those high school years to get started.
And then you have, of course, the New Visions program. We've talked over the years about how people, they have their hearts set kind of on one specialty. They go through New Visions, they see a different specialty, and they change. So they get a chance to experience the whole gamut and really broaden their horizons.
Absolutely. One of the things we've seen is many people years ago used to come to New Visions thinking they were interested in being a physician, and countless years later, here we are in sort of into our 25th year, many, many more physical therapists, many, many nurses, countless, so many nurses that are working in the facilities around us in Rochester, in our own facilities, and so we're thrilled that they were able to open up that kind of door for them and help them really explore where they can best make an impact.
Emily, is there any reluctance on the part of people now to get into nursing over the fear of direct contact with potential COVID patients? And what do you tell recruits about the safety steps that Finger Lakes Health takes?
Certainly. Well, by being completely transparent with you, a lot of nurses have really been ready to hit the ground running to take care of these COVID patients. However, you do see, you know, some nurses that obviously they have family members who may be more vulnerable or are parents and, you know, are a bit more on the nervous side. But we are taking every precaution possible at Finger Lakes Health. Everyone is screened at the door. We are limiting the number of visitors. Also, when you're screened at the door, you know, obviously they ask questions. Have you been around anyone who has COVID or suspected to have COVID? Ask any symptoms of having COVID. We keep a paper trail of who is coming in, and you're also required to sanitize at the door. So truthfully, I mean, after that being said, I haven't seen a whole lot of reluctancy. It's more so just, you know, the surroundings of the nurses that, you know, may hold them back, whether they have kids that are, you know, working remotely or they're taking care of an elderly, you know, family member. That's where I see the reluctancy come in. But for the most part, everyone's been pretty ready to take on anything that they need to. I mean, nurses are superheroes, so.
Absolutely. If someone is looking to get into the profession or maybe make a move from a different system, what's the best way to find out about openings within Finger Lakes Health and to apply?
Well, contacting me directly, sorry, this morning, in my second cup of coffee, is really the best way to go. My phone number can be found online in any one of our nursing job postings, which is 315-787-4017. Another outlet is go to our website, our fingerlakeshealth.org, and you can go to our careers page that has a lot of our postings open. Or for any information in general, you can contact our human resources line, which is 315-787-4039.
All right, Emily, thanks. Good talking with you. Appreciate it, and thanks for sharing what you do.
Thank you so much, Dad. Laura, I hope you guys have a wonderful day. Thank you so much.
All right, same to you, Laura. Thanks as always.
Great to talk to you, Dad.